Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. A couple years ago, I was teaching in the upper grades of a small Christian school in our city. The one student had an interesting story. As I got to know her, I learned that when she was young, reading was very hard, almost impossible. When she was young, the words did not stay still on the page, and many times she would see letters and words backwards. As her teacher, I would not have guessed she had such a struggle to arrive where she was. As a student, it was difficult for her, but she persevered. Then, after she graduated, can you guess what she did? She went on to help students who had similar challenges with reading. This story is a small picture of what God can do and wants to do with each of us. Most of us have a hard area of life. Paul calls it a thorn in the flesh, an area of weakness or difficulty we would rather not have. It is God's desire to use this trial to show his strength. Paul understood this and accepted the difficulty. My former student used her difficulty to help others. The challenge is for us to go through our thorn in the flesh depending on God, not whining and complaining to him. In today's lesson, the children of Israel had a difficulty. Unfortunately, they quickly turned to whining and complaining. The story is found in Exodus 17, and we will listen to Pastor J. Mark as he teaches us more about a God who can overcome our problems.
It's a wonderful thing how God provides solutions to the problems that you and I face in life. He's able to overcome what seem to you and me difficulties that are insurmountable. We would call them impossible situations. But I have learned that difficulties provide opportunities. And if you and I had no difficulties, we would never be forced to rely on God. We would never test our strength. We would never know what we could do if there were no difficulties in our lives. So difficulties provide us with opportunities. You know, ever since the days of Adam, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, we have had problems that affect us on a daily basis. The Lord told Adam, back then, that he would need to live by the sweat of his face. He would have to work hard just to stay alive. And so the problems of our existence are just part of our humanity. Yet in our humanity and its difficulties, God has not forsaken us. He has been with us. You know, even people who deny his existence are objects of his care because the sun rises on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So God has not forsaken us, even though we do have problems and we have difficulties in our existence. The most serious moment for the people of God is when they begin to challenge and question his wisdom. This happened in our scripture text for today, which is Exodus chapter 17 and verses 1 through 7. So if you have your Bible nearby and you want to follow along, turn to Exodus chapter 17, and I will begin reading at verse 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses, and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you chide with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water, and they murmured against Moses, and said, "Why is this that you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, "What shall I do to this people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go before the people, and take with you the elders of Israel and your rod that you used to smite the river. Take it in your hand and go. Behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it so that the people may drink." And Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us, or not. You see, the children of Israel began to question the wisdom of God in bringing them out into the wilderness. They needed to learn that God can overcome problems. So I invite you to trace with me the stages of Israel's situation until God overcame their problem, so that you can trust in Him when you face difficult experiences in your life. Let's note the first stage of overcoming problems is their difficulty. The scripture tells us they made this journey according to the commandment of the Lord. They were following His direction. But you know something? You've probably discovered this. The Lord's way is not always easy. Because when they came to Rephidim, they found that there was no water there. And yet they had come there by the direction of the Lord. He took them there. Remember, the people of Israel were traveling with flocks and herds. And this is a huge group of people. They all need water. In the heat of the Sinai Peninsula, it's not surprising that they were soon very, very thirsty. But keep this in mind, that when you follow the Lord's way, it will not always be an easy path. But in their difficulty, the Lord's people were not always patient. Since they were in the Lord's way and they were the Lord's people, then the Lord had promised to care for them. But they were not patient. So they began to strive with Moses and scold him. They said, "Give us water that we may drink." They didn't ask, "Will you please provide water?" They demanded it. It was to them an immediate requirement. You know, I find that human need often determines our drives. We want what we want, and we want it now. That was their difficulty. They weren't patient. The Lord's servant was not always responsible. So Moses returned the question and said, "Why are you arguing with me? Why are you putting the Lord to the test?" Ah, Moses understood that the Lord's people going in the Lord's way would be taken care of by the Lord. But their difficulty was that they couldn't see that. They were not trusting in God, and so they blamed Moses. Do your difficulties overwhelm you from time to time? Are you being overcome by them? Do the problems that you face seem to be more than you can solve? The Lord wants you to learn to trust Him. Without the difficulty of no water, there would have been no opportunity for them to demonstrate their trust fully in God. The second stage, then, that we trace is their discontent. So this large group of people and cattle had a burning thirst. That would be natural in the hot, dry climate of the desert. The sun dries things out quickly, and so it was natural for them to be thirsty. And most likely, the more they talked about it, the worse they felt. The more they argued with Moses, the more demanding they became. Because, you know, when we magnify our problem, then our discontentment grows. And that's the way it was in this situation with Israel. And so they made an outrageous charge against Moses. They said to him, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" Well, you have to acknowledge you won't die overnight if you don't have water. It may be uncomfortable, but you can last a few days. Earlier in their journey, when they were hungry, they said to Moses, "You brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Now they said, "You're going to kill us with thirst." Somehow they couldn't reconcile themselves to their situation. Discontentment increased and it flourished. The more they thought about it, the worse they felt. And the worse they felt, the more they reacted to Moses. And so Moses came to his wit's end. He didn't know what to do, so he went to the Lord. He prayed and he cried out and he said, "What shall I do? What shall I do?" Moses was a good example for us because he turned to the Lord when he was faced with a problem. You know, the Lord doesn't need to be the last place we go. He can be the first place we go when we're in trouble. So Moses turned to the Lord. That's a good thing to do. And he asked the question, "What shall I do for these people?" Now, this situation was very serious because they were about to stone Moses, even though it was he who had led them out of the land of bondage in Egypt to this land that they were in on their way to the land of promise. They were about to stone him. They were about to do away with him. Their physical thirst and their discontent had distorted their thinking. You know, discontentment often leads people to make rash and unfounded statements. So they blamed Moses for something for which he was not responsible, and he would not have even thought of doing what they accused him of doing. It wasn't his intention to bring these people out into the wilderness and let them die there. Moses had an eye on the promised land. He was expecting that they would all stay together until they got there. But the discontentment of the people almost disrupted God's plan. And that brings us to the third stage of their problem, which is their deliverance. So the Lord heard and answered Moses. I want you to see how he told him what to do. He said, "Take your place as the leader. Don't be afraid. Go before the people. Take the elders with you as witnesses and let them stand beside you there in Horeb. But you're the leader. So take your place and take your rod, the rod that you used to smite the river in Egypt. Take that miracle working rod and take your place." You know something? That was good advice. Many leaders today have turned away from their place and their instruments of power. But God ordered Moses to take his place of leadership where he belonged and to have the rod of God in his hand. And that rod was the one that he used to work miracles. Then the Lord gave Moses the plan and the assurance of his presence. He said, "I'll be standing there before you upon the rock in Horeb." That was God's presence. He assured Moses that he wouldn't be standing alone. And then he gave him his plan. He said, "You will smite the rock." So Moses was now to use his rod, this rod which he had smitten the river of Egypt and turned it into blood. He was to use that same rod to strike the rock and bring water out of it. To smite the rock meant that Moses would strike it with all of his might. It wasn't just a tap. He was to hit it hard. And then the Lord said, "Water will come out of it." That was his promise. So the Lord had a plan. His presence was assured. His command was to be obeyed. And the promise was results. Water in the sight of all the people. And so we read in the text these words, "And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Their leader's obedience brought them deliverance." Moses did what God told him to do so God could do what he promised to do. And water flowed out of that rock and relieved their thirst. Deliverance comes to you and me when we are willing to obey God's commands. Now, here are the three stages that show us we need not be victims of our problems. God has a solution for every problem. It may not be exactly like Israel's in this situation, to strike a rock and get water out of it, but God has a solution that is appropriate for our need. An important warning comes to us as we face problems in life. Let's not charge God unreasonably when we get into difficulty. We are all human, just like the children of Israel were. And sometimes when we get into difficulties, we're inclined to be discontent with God's provision. But God wants us to trust him so he can provide deliverance for us.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching. And thank you for joining us. We trust our time together has been a blessing. If you would like this teaching, or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Here are a few ways you can contact us. The best way is via email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, you will find more teaching like this and other helpful resources. Please look around while you're there. If you go to the Connect tab, you can message us directly. Again, our website is heraldsofhope.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to next week and hope you will join us then as we continue our study in Exodus. I will part with an encouraging thought from Joel, chapter 2. "Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other." Blessings as you serve our great King.